Guys, horrendous news coming out of the US regarding a mass shooting once again. Let's catch up with Channel 7 reporter, one of the best going around. He gives us a bit of time, Mike Amor. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Greg, Andrew, a pleasure.
Oh, Mike, it is. We're just reading through what's happened and hearing all the news. It's gut-wrenching and it's disgusting. And what's going to happen now? This is horrific news coming out of the US.
I can safely say to you one word about what's going to happen next. Nothing.
Oh,
nada. They're not going to change. I've in my 18 years in America, I covered so many massacres, yep, including Sandy Hook, 26 kids killed, age five, same age as my son at the time. Oh. There was outrage. It lasted 48 hours. We saw President Obama then make a teary-eyed plea to change. Nothing changed. In fact, it went the opposite way when the Republicans got in. Gun ownership became easier, not harder. Americans will continue to have this happen to themselves as long as they like to own their guns more, yeah, than they like to protect their own children. It is just unfathomable.
Mike, coming from someone who's in Adelaide here and knows very little about US politics, can you explain to me and others why is there a reluctance to change, or why doesn't anything ever get passed on these gun laws?
Gun ownership is so a part of American culture. It's in the Constitution. It is cherished by so many Americans. But it's also part of a very affluent gun lobby. The NRA has something like 4 million members. It is very powerful. Any politician that stands up against it pays at the polls. So it takes a very brave person to go against gun ownership in America. Even the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, he recently was tweeting encouraging Texans to buy more guns, not less.
Oh,
he's a big supporter of the NRA. People like that, leaders like that, have a hide to then stand up in front of the media and talk about what's happened as a tragedy, because they, in fact, are the ones that have blood on their hands. I'm sorry, I'm fired up about it.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I'm back in Australia, I love America. I'm an American citizen. I'm married to an American. I have an American son. I love the country. But this is just, it's unfathomable, and they keep allowing this stuff to happen to themselves, and they're going to do nothing to change, nothing.
Mike, we saw basketball coach Steve Kerr, very emotional plea for change. Is big stars coming out or influential people coming out and saying things like that? Would that hint for change, or you just reckon there's no chance whatsoever?
Look, I think that most fair-minded Americans see the need to change gun laws. You're never not going to have guns like we have in Australia, but I think most fair-minded Americans would absolutely agree that there is no need for AR-15s. It seems to be the weapon of choice. I don't know if it was the weapon in this particular massacre, but these are weapons that belong on battlefields, not in streets, not in supermarkets like we saw just 10 days ago when black people were gunned down, grandmothers, just for being black, or you know, at primary school-aged children just wanting to go to school. I think most fair-minded Americans would agree. It's just getting the politicians to have the backbone to make the changes.
And what about, Mike, even the background checks on the people buying these guns? I mean, they can't even get that through.
No, they can't get a background check. They can't get a proper register. So you can go and buy a gun and they wouldn't know what gun you bought or who owns a gun. It seems, from our perspective this far away, it seems crazy, doesn't it, to them? It makes complete sense. And yes, there'll be the hashtag pray for, there'll be the minutes of silence and the flag at half staff at the White House. That'll all go away in a couple of days and on they'll go until the next massacre.
Mm. Chatting with Channel 7, Mike Amor. Mike, before we let you go, what's the death toll at that elementary school in Texas?
It's 19 school children dead, two teachers at this stage. The gunman was shot dead by police.
Mm-hmm.
He also shot his own grandmother, who I believe is fighting for life. So we may see that awful death toll go up again in the coming hours and days. It's just, I don't know. I mean, any society that accepts that that's part of the way life operates is, you know, it's they've got a lot of hard soul searching ahead of them, haven't they?
Mike, an interesting thing I took on when I heard Steve Kerr speak was that he mentioned that politicians are putting political seats in front of saving lives. And then until this changes, there's nothing's going to change, is it?
Yeah, no, any politician that puts their head up to say, you know, we should ban guns or at least military-style guns, they're in great danger of losing their seat, their Senate seat, their Congress.
But it's worth losing a seat, isn't it, to save
lives? I would have thought if you're in politics, you want to change lives, save lives. That's why you're there. So you're putting your own welfare, your own career ahead of the lives of the young people that died today.
Mike, thank you for the report on that, mate. And look after yourself. And we really appreciate your time.
Anytime. Bye-bye.
Channel 7, Mike Amor there. Yeah. And our prayers and thoughts go out to those poor families in the US.
No, it's shocking.
It's a bloody disgrace.
Yep.
Anyway. And there's going to be no change by the sound of it, which is, Mike, we find that bizarre.
Absolutely.
Absurd.